Welcome to day one of the Dating Confidence Course. I'm so excited you're here. Let's talk about self-love is the best love. Loving you before you attempt to love someone else is the best gift that you can give yourself, and you can quote me on that. I made that up, and I believe that with every fiber of my being. Listen, when I look back on all the relationships I've had where the energy seemed to flip-flop and the guy had all the power, I can clearly see it didn't work because I didn't love me. And I don't mean that I hated myself. I meant that I did not truly understand that in trying to be everything to him, I was losing myself. I was not giving myself the credit for what I brought to the relationship. And you know what? That repelled him because he didn't want a woman who didn't know who she was and that she deserved to get him together and make sure that he treated me with respect. But I was like many of us are. Afraid I'd lose him. And guess what? I lost him anyway because he was looking for a woman who could then stand up and say, hey, I deserve better. You're going to either treat me right or there's the door, right? Now, I want you to start thinking about what's your idea of self-love. Listen, now I don't mean I didn't love me at all. I don't mean that you don't love you. I mean I care more about this guy. And you know, I had to learn that lesson many times, and maybe you have. You know, more about this guy's love than I did about him seeing that I too was worthy of good love. And that is a no-no in dating. So if you've been there, if you've been the one doing all the work, if you've been cooking and cleaning and planning and shopping and giving gifts, and he's not doing any of that back to you, sis, that is a sign, right? You're loving him more than he's loving you. So if you want the relationship to work, you must come in with the power. I want you to do the work today so that the next relationship you get yourself into, you come in knowing who you are and what you deserve. And it starts with self-love. Let me tell you, loving you, oh my, is the best love that you're going to get on this earth besides the love of God and the love of your babies. When you love you, I mean, know it with every fiber of your being, you're going to then attract good love. So everything starts with self-love. So I have four steps for you today that I want you to implement and I want you to start following. Number one, spend time alone before you date after a relationship. You know, my last real relationship that, you know, I consider marrying the guy, I dated him for 3 years. And before I started dating again after we broke up, I took some time to myself. And I do this as a practice. I've done this probably the last 4 or 5 relationships, and it has revolutionized the way that I date. And I want to say to you, it does not mean that you're missing out. It does not mean you're going to lose something, because if a guy can't wait for you to go through your process, you don't want to date him anyway, because you need to clear out that old baggage. And so I encourage you, even if it's just 2 weeks, take some time to yourself. Go through this dating confidence course before you get back out there so that you can come back in full power and full strength, knowing that your love is the best love. And if he's not loving you the way you love you, honey, and he isn't willing to work on it, then he can go and try to love somebody else because he's not the one for you. Number two, get to know yourself and what you like. Do you enjoy being alone with you? This is sign number one that's a problem. If you have to be in a relationship, I mean, sis, if you break up on a Sunday and you're seeing somebody on a Friday, you haven't had time to heal. And that's not going to help you going into the next relationship, because you need to breathe. And that new guy, he deserves a woman who's ready. He deserves a woman who's gone through her process. And so don't cheat yourself and don't cheat him. Try to learn how to enjoy being with you. Try to get to know what it is that you like and what you want, so that in the next relationship, it doesn't have to be this hard. Number three. Ask yourself if you would be all right single for a year. A year is a pretty darn long time. And I'm telling you that you don't have to be single for a year, but you do need to know that just because you don't have a bow on your arm doesn't mean that you're not worthy. There's so much to do in life. And I want you to start thinking about, well, why wouldn't you be okay for a year? What's the problem, right? I know you have needs, but besides that, right? And then the last thing, ponder how you react when a love interest slightly puts you down, doesn't honor your needs, or isn't supportive. Do you take it, or do you demand an apology? And he better bring you some act right. Listen, you know, again, this seems elementary, but until you start doing it, people will read you and they will try to run over you. And I don't want that. I want you to get to the bottom of good love. I want you to attract that guy that's like, I want to be with you. And you know that he's the one for you because you've gone through your process and you've done the work. So today, I want you to go to the first page in your ebook. I want you to read this over again. I want you to take out some paper, a journal, or even print this out. And I want you to start doing the work that I'm asking you to do. Because skipping over this process is not going to help you. But standing here and saying, I'm worthy, oh my goodness, is going to open the floodgates of good love. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.